We welcome you to the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
There is an old saying, you never have to fear the truth. It will always set you free. We're going to talk about that in a sermon today. We open our service in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, there are so many voices speaking to us that often we ask the question, really, what is the truth? We thank you that you have given to us your holy word, and we pray today that you will sanctify us in that truth, that we may know what your real will is. So speak to us through that word, and grant, O Lord, that that eternal truth may find its way into our hearts, and that we may claim Christ as Savior and Lord. This is our prayer that we ask in His holy name. Amen. Hear God's word that is recorded in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of St. John, beginning with verse 31. To the Jews who had believed in him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teaching, you're really my disciples. And then you will know the truth, and that truth will set you free." Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like mine can be support. I need thee, all I need thee.
Friends in Christ, there's an old saying that you never have to fear the truth. It will always set you free. Many times we do not believe this, do we? We're kind of afraid of the truth. It's hard to hear it, because the truth will face us up to reality, and that can make life quite uncomfortable for a while. A person gets a credit card. They're so easy to get. And now you can go out, you have all kinds of money to spend, and you go to that store and you buy. But then you have to face the reality one day that the truth is you have to pay the bill. It's fun to use a card, but it's hard to face up to reality, the truth, that which you purchased must be paid for, or you will pay not only the bill, but a humping lot of interest. Well, Jesus believed that truth was not to be feared, because it was he who said, "If you hold to my teachings, you are truly my disciples, and you're going to know the truth, and the truth is going to set you free." Now let's take a look at what Jesus meant when it came to these blessed words. It is a truth that gives us an introduction to ourselves. You know, we're told that often we live a lie, that we just simply are not facing reality, or that we live with half-truths about ourselves. This is seen in some rather humorous ways from time to time. Where I live, we are ending the golf season. We're not going to play very many more games, and it's been a real joyful summer. I'll miss it. But the interesting thing is not just playing the golf, but it is being with your buddies on the golf course. There you really see that we have trouble facing up to reality when it comes to our physical health. A fellow says, "You know, I used to be able to drive that ball so many yards, and now I can't begin to get that distance." And the question is raised, "I wonder why. Maybe I ought to buy a new driver. Perhaps that will help me a little bit." Well, maybe that would help some, but we have to remember that the reason that we're not driving the ball as far as we used to is that we are getting older. Very interesting to notice that it's hard for us to accept our age. Sometimes we say to kids, "You know, you ought to act your age." And that's probably right. But perhaps it ought to be said to those of us who are now beyond the 70 and 10, "You know what you need to do? You need to accept how old you really are." You listen to the conversation. Some are saying, "I've got to get to the urologist or the dermatologist or the oncologist or the cardiologist or the rheumatologist or the orthopedist." You know, a few years ago, they perhaps did not even know who these people were. They were doctors, but what in the world was an oncologist? But today we have learned, when we realize that we have been diagnosed with some cancer and therefore we have to get to that person in order that he may put to work his expertise and try to buy us some more time. We're getting older. Now that's truth. We are not citizens of this world for many, many years. 70 and 10, by reason of strength, 80, that's 80 years, isn't it? So when I find myself knocking at the door of 80, 77, I have to realize that those people I've just referred to, the cardiologist or the rheumatologist or the orthopedist, become some pretty good friends. We don't really like to face the truth when it comes to the physical, our own age. Well, we can chuckle and laugh at that a little bit, but now it comes to the spiritual, and that is a pretty serious matter. We are kind of between and betwixt. Spiritually speaking, I may understand partially who I am, but I don't know if I want the full dose. But here it is. I'm disappointed with myself. Usually a person does not say that as often as he might say, I'm really hurting physically. But if you get a person alone and you're his confidant, he'll say, you know, I'm not the same as I used to be. I'm quick-tempered. I'm critical, judgmental, easily angered, and even my grandchildren say self-centered. Why do you suppose that really is? Well, let God introduce you to yourself and you'll have the answer. St. Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, says in Romans chapter 5, verse 12, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in his way death came to all men because all men sinned. What is he saying there? He's saying that you and I are born with a sinful nature. It is one of the old basic teachings of the Christian faith that we have tried to neuter in one way or another. What we are being told in the Scriptures, and that's God's truth, is that I by nature am a helpless, sinful person. Kind of hard to accept sometimes, yet it's all around us and we see it within our own being, don't we? And I have to accept that. I have to accept that society is wrong when it tries to tell me that I'm a great person, that I have been given an award for some particular thing, and during the time that they are introducing me for the award, they say all of the marvelous things that I have done, until even I can begin to wonder if they really know who they're giving the award to, because I know sometimes the motives for my doing it, and that really down deep inside, I'm not that great person that they wanted to make me out to be. It isn't until, friend, that we have had an introduction to ourselves by the Word of God that we can say with St. Paul, wretched man that I am, who will rescue me from the body of death? Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ, our Lord. Now I know the truth about myself, that as far as my nature is concerned, I can only say, wretched man that I am. And when I turn and look for deliverance, I can find it in no one else, according to the Bible, and that's the truth that we are now being confronted with. The only way that we can be delivered from the nature with which we have been born is the Lord Jesus Christ and living in a personal relationship with Him. So it's pretty important that we abide in that truth, the truth which is God's Word. For there we will come to understand who we really are. But even more than that, friend, it's in that Word that you and I get an introduction to the Savior and how I need to know about Him. If I am that wretched person that the Bible tells me I am, is there any way, is there any hope for me? Is there any way that I can be saved? Now, that is a question that Martin Luther was asking himself as he went into the Augustinian monastery. I make this reference today because this is the Reformation Sunday. Martin Luther was seeking a Savior. I don't know if he really would have put it that way, but he was seeking some relief from the terrible guilt under which he lived. His question was, how can I appease a holy God? So he decides, well, maybe I can escape all of this sin that is around me. And so he went to an Augustinian monastery. And there he went to confession many times during a day, until those who heard the confession finally said, Luther, take it easy, you're too hard on yourself. But no matter what he did, there was no peace. And then one day they realized that he had that brilliant mind and that they could use him as a teacher in the church. And at the new University at Wittenberg. And so they decided that they were going to send him on to get his doctor's degree in theology. There in the university, he studied the fathers of the church. One especially was his favorite, and that was St. Augustine. He read Augustine and tried to find out how in the world this man finally came to peace with God. And certainly it was right there, but the Holy Spirit did not use that until one day Luther sat with the Holy Bible. And as he was preparing his lectures on the book of Romans, he came to that verse in the first chapter, verse 17, where it says very clearly, "The righteous will live by faith." Now Luther was very much confronted with the truth. Was it good? It certainly was, because it had set him free. There he learned that God was a God of love, that he was a God of mercy, and that he was a God of grace. He learned that this God had come into this world in the person of Jesus Christ, and at that cross, Jesus had suffered and died for the sins of Martin Luther and for all people. Therefore, if we would but repent, the Bible told Luther and thousands and millions of others since then, if you could only abide in Christ, then your sins would be forgiven. You would be restored into fellowship with God, and there would be peace in your soul. It is when you and I meet Jesus Christ that I know about the truth regarding my salvation, that I am a sinner, but that if I trust in Jesus Christ, he will grant me the forgiveness of my sins, and through his cross, I will belong to him forever. It is when I meet Jesus that I know the truth about myself, a sinner, forgiven forever. And then I am spiritually free. That spiritual freedom is a freedom that transcends all other freedoms. Therefore, it is necessary for us to live in that word. What do I mean by that? Is to take that word and make it applicable to our own lives, as so many other people have done during the years. Go to the Bible, for example, and here you find that a man like Zacchaeus had everything in the world, but there was gnawing inside of him, as it had been Martin Luther, a guilt. And it was Luther and it was Zacchaeus who finally understood that their freedom, the release from that guilt, came in Jesus Christ. Take, for example, some of the other people who have experienced and have tasted the grace of God. There they find a real blessed truth. I have a good friend. He had everything in the world, and yet he would tell me again and again, there is something lacking in my life. I preached to that man for many a year. I talked to him in private, tried to clearly outline for him the gospel of Christ. But it didn't happen to hit home. And then finally one day, in his devotional life, for he had decided at least to try that, in his devotional life, he met Christ. And now he said, I am a free man. I am a free man for the first time. He's abiding in his word. And every day he's learning more about his own idiosyncrasies and some of the things that even in his redeemed state can cause him a great deal of turmoil, that he has to turn them over to Jesus Christ. Friend, that's the message of the church. The message is that we confront people with the truth. You know, sometimes we're tempted not to do that because the truth can be so confrontational that it becomes offensive. But remember, as you and I go through those periods in our lives where it can be offensive, where we can say, take me away from that word, it is always moving us on to something that is so comforting. To know that after I have really given in to the truth of God's word, then I will experience that peace which passes all understanding. As Jesus said, if you abide in my word, you're going to know the truth, and that truth is going to set you free. Let it penetrate into the depths of your heart, and you will have a freedom that no one in all the world can take away from you. And you can say with Martin Luther in that great hymn that has been sung on our program today, what though they take this life, goods, honor, child, and wife, the hatred still is vain, they have no lasting gain, we still possess the kingdom. Can the truth set you free? Yes, it can. Therefore, it should never be avoided. Amen. Father in heaven, we realize that so often we are held in captivity, but we pray that today your word might have made it clear that there is spiritual freedom only when we trust in Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Help us to understand our conditions and our need for a Savior, and then, Heavenly Father, show us what Christ has done for us. We pray this day for those who are sick and shut in, that, O God, your grace may reach down into their hearts and give them a peace which passes all understanding. Pray for those who mourn the loss of loved ones. Continue, O God, to point us to the heavenly home, where in Christ we can be yours forever. And then hear us as we pray together. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio ministry of the Christian Crusaders. As a non-profit ministry, we are supported by gifts from you, our listeners. Our faithful listeners have financed this ministry for 65 years. We thank each of you for your prayers and your generous offerings. October is calendar month for Christian Crusaders. We would like to send you a free year 2002 calendar. This calendar, a nature calendar, displays beautiful four-color scenes from a beach in Hawaii to the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. A different, inspiring Bible verse is featured each month. To receive your free calendar, just call our toll-free number, 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. We will need your name, mailing address, and the station where you hear Christian Crusaders. Cassette tapes or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 266-7589. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. That's Christian Crusaders, all one word, .org. Hundreds of Pastor Larson's sermons can be read or printed. Complete recordings of the latest programs can also be heard at your convenience. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 39 years.